Good morning, I'm Kelly Burley, and this is KOSU's Morning Edition. The time is 7:06. The Internet has opened an electronic window to a whole new world of information, ideas, and beliefs. It's also opened up a whole new world of potential litigation. John Epstein is with the Oklahoma City Law Office of Hall Estill. He wrote an opinion piece in The Oklahoman last week titled, Think Before You Tweet. So, John, why is that so important?
Well, it's always important to think before you do anything, but with respect to the Internet is just created a lot of wonderful avenues for people to obtain knowledge and exchange ideas. Unfortunately, it also presents opportunities for we as users of the Internet to get ourselves in a little bit of trouble. And when that happens, when people don't think before they get on the Internet and post things. People don't realize sometimes that what they say is going to be on the Internet for a very, very long time, and depending upon what medium they use, it can be used by or be viewed by an unlimited amount of people.
So what are some examples of some potentially litigious tweets or Facebook postings?
I can tell you a couple that have already reached the court system. One was filed recently against singer Courtney Love. She had a dispute with a designer that she had been working with, and she got angry about it, and she posted some things that the designer was very upset about and sued Courtney Love for defamation. That case was settled for $430,000. Other examples of problems that arise with tweets, and it may not have risen to the level of litigation yet, but I'm certain that it will. A lot of times it comes from in the school system. Students, high school students and college students, when posting about each other or about professors or other things, I envision that there will be lawsuits filed on that front also.
John, some of these individuals are actually posting tweets and Facebook messages at work, and I'm assuming that's of particular concern for employers. What's the potential risk there?
Well, there's a lot of risk. There can be we've seen tweets from employers that are either intentionally or unintentionally divulging confidential information from their employers, and not realizing that the information is going to more than just the intended recipients of it. That can be very dangerous for the employer. It could cost the employer a great deal of money, and in that instance could be costly to the employee also. In addition, there can be situations if you have office politics and individual is upset about something and posts something on Facebook or email or Twitter that is derogatory about another person, that that could create a great deal of problems, either invasion of privacy issues or defamation issues.
And while businesses should have a social media policy in place, do they?
Well, there's always some companies that are out ahead of the curve and some that are unfortunately a little bit behind the curve. Many companies have internet policies in place. Now, how they implement those policies, that's obviously on a company-to-company basis. There are also a lot of companies out there that don't have policies in place. I think there should be a policy in place, and I think that the company should spend a little time on the front side educating their work staff about the proper uses of the Internet.
In the meantime, what recommendations do you have for folks when it comes to tweeting and posting on Facebook to avoid legal consequences?
Well, you know, in this day and age of litigation, you can be sued for anything. Even if the person doesn't have a claim against you, you can still be sued. But in order to try to protect yourself from being sued and to protect yourself in the event that you are being you are sued for one of your tweets, I would recommend that you try to keep your tweets positive. If you can't keep them positive, because I know people you know, people want to post their ideas and their thoughts, and sometimes they're not positive comments. If you can't keep them positive, just try to make sure that you think of it as, if the statement were being tweeted about you, would you think that that statement is fair? You know, obviously, you need to make sure that it's true. Anything that you post or tweet is true information. But when you're posting it about somebody else, you wonder, ask yourself whether you think it's fair. And then also think of it, instead of a tweet, think of it as an article that you're writing in a newspaper with below your byline, to where everybody knows who you are and everybody knows what you're saying. Would you still make that comment? I always tell people, whether it's Facebook or tweet, don't think of it as a tweet. Think of it as Exhibit A, because it very well could be used against you in court.
John Epstein is a litigator and media law attorney for the Oklahoma City Law Office of Hall Estill. I'm Kelly Burley.